The Bush administration is refining its plans for military tribunals to try non-U.S. citizens accused of terrorism. The refinements could assuage some of the concerns voiced by civil liberties groups. Published reports now indicate that any death sentences would have to be unanimously approved by the tribunal, not just by a two-thirds majority, and there would be some kind of appeals process for any verdicts and sentences that would be rendered. NPR's Ted Clark has details.
Speaking in Crawford, Texas today, President Bush cautioned that the procedures to be used in military tribunals are still being formulated and that the Secretary of Defense has not yet reviewed them.
They're still in discussions about how best to bring justice, but one thing is for certain, that whatever the procedures are for the military tribunals, our system will be more fair than the system of bin Laden.
If the final proposal requires that death sentences be approved by a unanimous vote of the tribunal, if defendants are allowed their own civilian lawyers, and if proof beyond a reasonable doubt is the standard to be used by the commissions as reported, the president's critics will be somewhat mollified. Stephen Shapiro is executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union.
It's a step in the right direction. It does not address all of our concerns by a long shot, but I think it is definitely a step in the right direction, and I think it's a direct response to the public criticism the administration received after the initial presidential order was released creating the military tribunals.
But some of the ACLU's concerns remain unresolved, says Shapiro.
There's still no clear definition about who will be subject to the military tribunal. That's an enormous issue, especially given the breadth of the original presidential order. Second of all, there is still no provision for any review in any civilian court. So this is a trial that will be conducted and reviewed entirely within the military system, which is a very, very big problem.
Eugene Fidel is president of the National Institute of Military Justice, a nonprofit organization that has taken no position on the president's order to establish military tribunals. If today's reports about refinements in the tribunal plan are accurate, Fidel says the glass may be getting fuller than people originally thought when the order was first promulgated. But he doubts whether the plan will ever fully satisfy the critics.
It seems that whatever is going to be put in place for these military commissions won't approximate what's available to our GIs. There are a number of areas where people who are looking for things to object to will find things to object to.
The Bush administration has not said whether civil liberties groups and other organizations will be allowed to comment on its rules regarding military tribunals when they are finally promulgated. Again, Eugene Fidel.
Obviously, time is of the essence. People are interested in getting the system in place. On the other hand, it perhaps would help public confidence in the administration of justice if there were an opportunity for comment, even if it were only a week or 10 days long.
No word yet on when the Bush administration will announce the rules for military tribunals. Several dozen members of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are already in U.S. custody. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday some of them may be held for a while at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo, Cuba. But no decision has been made on where the tribunals themselves would be held. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.